This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. One of the frequent topics of conversation on my show is privacy. And it certainly has been a big issue in the last year after the Edward Snowden revelations and the NSA and who's snooping on you, and also the information about credit cards with numbers getting out through Target and, you know, the whole thing about privacy and identity, etc. Well, privacy is back in the news this week because of some remarks that were made just a few days ago at the Consumer Electronics Show by Jim Farley, who is the top sales executive at the Ford Motor Company, who was talking about some of the stuff that's in the connected car of the present and the near future. He said, "We know everyone who breaks the law. We know when you're doing it. We have GPS in your car, so we know what you're doing." And then he kind of added, "Oh, by the way, we don't supply that data to anyone." I think this was a surprise to a lot of people who heard it, because when you're driving along in your car, you kind of figure, you know what? This is my little private space. I'm rolling down the highway here. Nobody really knows what I'm doing inside my car. But it turns out that that is not true. My next guest knows a little bit about this because she works for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, an organization that is quite active in representing people like you and me in the role of privacy in our private lives and in our dealing with corporations across America and the government, too. Kalia Barnes, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Were you surprised by what Jim Farley said?
Well, I think a lot of consumers would be. Now we're seeing cars are collecting more and more information. Your car knows where you're going, when you're going, and are you going alone?
And when you say the car is collecting that, there's a device in the car that's keeping track of that, or is this really something that's being done through our cell phones?
Well, I'd say both. I mean, a lot of cars are already equipped with car black boxes, and those can start to collect information in the event it could be of a crash or even a curb strike. They can collect whether you were wearing a seatbelt, your brakes, your acceleration. There are also in-car GPS systems. There are also GPS systems that you can attach to your car. And as you brought up, your mobile phone can also collect a lot of information while you're in your car.
Okay, so when Farley says we know what you're doing and we know when you're doing it, and by that he means breaking the law, I guess the black box is keeping an eye on how fast we're going, so it knows when we're speeding. And with GPS, it might know when we're making a right turn on red when we're not supposed to. Is it really gathering that information?
So black boxes can collect certain information following certain events. Oftentimes it's used in a crash. However, the black box can be triggered with more minor events. And what's important is it's not just we know, you know, whether a law is being broken, but also simply, you know, how fast you're going. There's certain technology that can record audio in the car and other things of that nature. So it's important to know that this technology isn't just catching you maybe when you're breaking a law, but also when you're just going about your daily drive.
And how are the car companies getting that information from that box in my car?
So through a variety of ways. It depends exactly what type of system that you're using, but some of it is equipped to automatically feed back to the company's system, and that's why our organization, Epic, has pushed so that none of this technology ever is mandatory within a car.
Okay, so here's part of the privacy problem that I would have with this.
Mm-hmm.
I get involved in an incident, and there's information in there about how I was driving my car before the incident happened. And now police or the insurance company can go to the car company, or perhaps they could just get their hands on the car itself and get the information out of that box and kind of use that against me. Is that being done already?
In certain states, it is, if there's not sufficient privacy protections. And that's why we need baseline federal laws to guard against the exact type of abuses that you were talking about. With this information that our cars are collecting, individuals should have to consent to that release. Moreover, that information should only be released to law enforcement pursuant to a warrant. And to the extent that insurance companies can get the information, it should be done pursuant to a court order. Law enforcement, insurance companies, and private individuals should not have a carte blanche to access your private car information.
Yeah, it's my car, it's my information, I own it, keep your hands off unless you've got a warrant.
Exactly. It's our stance that all of that information belongs to the driver, and that means that the driver controls who has access to that information.
You know that there are people who are listening to this who, anytime I talk about privacy, I always get these emails and comments sent to me. Hey, you know what? If you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? What do you say to people like that?
We hear that argument oftentimes, and we find it unpersuasive. It's not about whether you're doing something wrong, but it's really about creating a profile about you without your consent, right? So, and at the point where you lose control over the information, you're really not, you have no say in the profile that's created about you. So in one instance, if I note that you are always driving between these late hours at night and you're going to this certain part of town, I can paint you as somebody with nefarious intentions. Or I can say you were making certain hospital visits at that time, going to a certain clinic that you didn't want others to know about. So it's really not about having nothing to hide, but really keeping your information private, and also a lot of sensitive information, where you're going, the times that you're going, could make you a pariah in a community, not for anything that you've done wrong, but just by nature of it being sensitive information.
I think a lot of people are probably surprised that this stuff is in the car and that this data is being collected on them in probably every modern car. The information might be in the owner's manual, but no one in the history of humanity has actually read the entire owner's manual, including the people who wrote the damn thing. But what I'm also concerned about is new technology that's coming out. I know Chevy is putting it in their new Corvette, and that Garmin, the GPS company, they're making new cameras that would be stuck to your window or stuck to your dashboard, which would not only record everything going on forward of your car, but as you mentioned earlier, have microphones built into them so that they're recording everything that goes on that is said or heard or done inside the car, right?
Exactly. And that technology is particularly troubling because it not only impacts the driver, but also the passengers. Everybody else who happens to be riding with you is subject to that level of surveillance. And that's why we've called for technology-neutral standards. So no matter what the auto manufacturers come up with, they have to be certain baseline guidelines. For example, none of this technology should ever be mandatory. There should be data minimization, meaning that the car company isn't collecting audio and visual and sensory and all other types of data elements. Drivers should have to consent to the data collection. Drivers should also be able to access and correct any inaccurate information.
Right. You should have to opt in rather than having to wait and find out later, oh, I didn't even know I had that thing and it was recording me.
Exactly. An opt-in is always stronger for privacy protections.
Now, what about people who have devices like probably the best-known brand name is OnStar, mm-hmm. that's in many GM vehicles. That is a system that obviously is hooked up to some central control room where they can gather all sorts of information. I mean, they can unlock your car for you. They can
right.
give you details about from where you are via GPS, directions to where you want to go. What's the relationship legally between the car owner and GM and the OnStar people?
Well, unfortunately, without any federal privacy baselines, and we don't have those right now, it could vary by state to state. If you're fortunate enough to be in a state that provides certain privacy protections, then you may have stronger control of that information. It also really depends on the terms, as you addressed earlier, that you have within your owner's manual.
So there's no complete coverage for everybody. It depends on where you are. What is the process like getting this into federal law? Are there at least legislators, lawmakers in Washington who are saying, you know what, this is something we do have to deal with?
There are who are pushing for some type of reform.
Yes.
So we have seen, at least when it comes to car black boxes, which are already in the majority of cars, we've seen Senator Hoeven and Senator Klobuchar push for baseline privacy legislation there. And they've said, hey, that information collected by that black box should belong to the driver, and that the driver should be able and have to consent to that type of release.
Well, that's good. He's a Republican. She's a Democrat. So at least it's starting out bipartisan.
Privacy is definitely a bipartisan issue that we're seeing on a variety of privacy issues.
Yeah, well, I hope that this moves forward and that we have other people who understand it. Just the fact that two senators may have introduced something, as you and I both know, in Washington, it sometimes falls into the giant pit of Congress, never to be seen again. But hopefully, as you point out, privacy is a bipartisan issue, and hopefully they'll be paying attention to this going forward.
Yes, I absolutely agree. As well as I'd also like to highlight that Senator Franken did call for the GAO to conduct a survey on in-car devices. And so he is also a person in Congress who's looking closely at these issues. And he recognizes, like many Americans, that privacy is of the utmost importance. Whether we're on our phones or whether we're in our cars, we need baseline privacy protection.
Very interesting. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Kalia.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Kalia Barnes from the Electronic Privacy Information Center. They're online at epic.org. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.